I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The 13th annual Marquette Area Blues Fest happens this weekend at Mattson Lower Harbor Park in downtown Marquette. I had a chance to speak with Mark Hammery, the president of the Marquette Area Blues Society, and the festival entertainment director, Mark Stonerock, to find out more. Here's Mark Stonerock and Mark Hammery.
Friday night, we've got a free show, and that's kind of our way of saying thank you to the community for all their support. This is the fourth year of our free show. Gates open at 5 and music goes from 6 until 9. We got a couple of acts coming in just kind of to get people interested in the weekend, get them excited and get them going, get some people to come down and check it out. Maybe if you're not sure about what the blues is, or, you know, just come down. We've got beer tents going and some of the food vendors will be up and running and encourage people to come down, check it out.
Stoney, who's playing at the particular Friday night?
The first guy is going to be Trey and the Blue Knights. This is a diehard Chicago blues guy that's been doing it for years and years. He's bringing a dynamic vocalist named Lady Cat. And what I'm really excited about is a guy coming down from Canada, J.W. Jones. This is a Juno Award guy, and he's a world-class musician. This cat has traveled to 44 different countries, four continents. He's been around, and he pulls big ticket prices. Marquette, you're going to see this guy full free.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. And that's also thanks to some special help that has gone into the Friday night.
Right. Again, our sponsors for the Friday night show are Honor Credit Union and the Ordock Brewery in Marquette. And both of those groups have helped us out immensely. And they're the reason we're able to put on the free show Friday night.
Now, it moves then into Saturday. And Saturday, gates open at noon. Music starts at 1. Who's on the bill, Stoney?
All right. Heading off the festival on Saturday, Reverend Robert, who is a great acoustic, old-timey, very technically adept music guy. He's coming to us on the recommendation of another excellent guy that plays that type of music, Bill Hart. We've got the Sons of Legend from the western side of the UP, always really popular, a little more rockin' type blues. The Chris Canis Band is coming up from Detroit, but they've won blues contests all over the country. That's a great show band. One of the bands I'm most excited about, the Ghost Town Blues Band, is next, and they're going to fill the stage with all kinds of shenanigans. They've got a trombone player that dances around, acts like a wild man up there. I think he's actually from parts unknown. I'm not sure entirely, but out Saturday, one of the greatest bands we've ever had here. They're coming back for an encore at popular request. That's Victor Wainwright and the Wild Roots. Victor Wainwright, the piano from Savannah. And this guy, we will be pretty fortunate if he does not destroy a piano on the stage. He hits this thing so hard. But man, oh man, if you're going to come out to see one act, that's a guy you want to see.
The B.B. King Entertainer of the Year Award.
Right.
Yeah, the Entertainer
of
the Year.
And the band also won Best Band of the Year.
Well, let's move on to Sunday. That's the day number 2, full day. And let's tell them a little bit about who's on the bill there, Stoney.
Wow, just when you think it can't get any better on Saturday, it does get better on Sunday. So we're going to start up with Brian Keith Wallen, which that was an interesting story because he showed up at one of the local breweries in town and played a set, and I probably had 10 people call me after that and say, hey, you guys have to get this guy that was just playing outside. So I got a hold of him. He's coming back up. So Brian Keith Wallen starting things up. Then a little band that we might know around here, the Flatbroke Blues Band, who is a local demigods of blues. So things are going to pick up. The stage is going to be crowded with a huge band, Hank Mowry and the Hawktones. They're out of Grand Rapids, but they're a world-class band also, followed by a real Chicago stalwart. These guys have been doing Chicago blues for a long time, the Kinsey Report. So I would consider them kind of blues royalty, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
definitely.
And that night ends with Samantha Fish, who is probably the most requested artist we've had in my recent memory. This is a young lady that's going to play electric guitar, acoustic guitar, cigar box guitar, and I have it on good authority she's not too hard to look at either. So she does a great act. I've seen her myself, and once I saw that live show, I said, holy moly, we have to get this girl up to Marquette.
You know, before we get into the details of all of the hours and everything with Ham here in just a moment, you know, I got to ask you, Stoney, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time with getting the acts together for the festival and everything. What would you tell someone that's listening this morning that goes, I don't lose, it's not for me, and blah, 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 I'm not going to come down there. It seems like silly. It's like, it's boring music, whatever. What do you tell them?
Well, I think that probably the best quote of all of it, you know, is the blues is the roots and the rock is the fruits. And, you know, there are so many different things that have come from blues music, and there are all different types. And we try to represent all types of blues music here, from the guy sitting on the front porch to the Chicago blues to swing blues to rock and roll blues. And I'm telling you, we have a couple bands coming in that are going to rock your socks off. The Jim Sapanich at Sombrero Sound has speakers that are about as tall as a two-story building up there, and they're going to be put to the test today, and not today, but this weekend. And come on out and see what it's about. J.W. Jones is going to start that out. You can check it out for free, and if you like what you hear, pay for the ticket, because I'm telling you, people pay $200-$300 to see these acts that are coming into our town, and it's much less than that.
Well, let's talk about that. Mark Hamery, president with the Blues Society. What are some of the ticket details that folks need to know?
Well, you got about another 24 hours if you want to get advance tickets. Those are $45 for a weekend pass. We sell weekend passes only. You can get those at various outlets around Marquette Wallpaper and Paint, any of the gyms' music in Marquette, Escanaba and Iron Mountain, or Good Times Music in Houghton, or through NMU Easy Tickets Online. And then after that, at the gate, it's $50 for a weekend pass or $30 a day. But we've got a great deal. If you're a high school or college student and you want to come down and check it out with an ID at the gate, $10 a day. I mean, you can't beat $10 to get
in. That's like
a
dollar an hour.
For a full day's worth of world-class blues. And then, of course, 14 and under are free with a paid adult.
And the other thing we didn't mention today, we have fantastic food down there at the festival. Tons of food vendors, so you won't go hungry either. You will be able to feed your belly and feed your soul.
Food, beer, arts, crafts, workshops, and world-class blues.
That's the comments of Mark Hamery and Mark Stonerock with the Marquette Area Blues Society. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.